With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
$61.5 million can buy you many things, but peace of mind? That's not on the market. In Holmby Hills, a neighborhood synonymous with luxury and exclusivity, Sean Diddy Combs' former mansion stands as a pinnacle of architectural splendor. Its 17,000 square feet of opulence include everything from a two-story guest house to a private theater equipped for cinematic premieres. The property is a work of art designed to dazzle and inspire envy. Yet, for all its grandeur, it remains unsold, its halls eerily silent. It wasn't always this way. The mansion was once the setting for glittering soirees, a playground for the elite. Celebrities, moguls, and influencers gathered under its roof, basking in the glow of its luxury. But the glamour came to an abrupt end earlier this year when federal agents stormed the property. The March 2024 raid conducted by Homeland Security wasn't just another chapter in the saga of celebrity legal troubles. It was a bombshell. Diddy, a man who had built an empire on charisma and business acumen, now faced charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. The accusations were as severe as they were shocking. The government's case suggested that the mansion, with its secluded grounds and labyrinthine interiors, might have played host to more than just A-list parties. Instead, it allegedly became a backdrop for acts of exploitation that stretched far beyond the glitz and glamour. The news sent ripples through the community, transforming the estate from a dream home into a symbol of alleged darkness. Today, the mansion sits on the market, its opulent features overshadowed by its infamous history. Prospective buyers have come and gone, but serious interest remains elusive. Reports suggest that some who toured the property left feeling deeply unsettled. One couple, after stepping into the grand foyer, cut their visit short, citing an overwhelming sense of unease. Real estate agents are no strangers to selling homes with a past, but few properties come with the weight of federal investigations and allegations of exploitation. What does it mean to live in a place like this? For many, the concept of home is tied to safety, warmth, and comfort. But how do you reconcile that with a property whose legacy is shrouded in scandal? The psychological impact of living in a so-called stigmatized property is profound. Every creak of the floorboards, every shadow cast on the wall can take on a sinister tone when the mind wanders to the mansion's alleged past. For real estate professionals, selling a home like this presents a unique challenge. The term stigmatized property is more than industry jargon. It's a label that can devastate market value. Whether tied to high-profile crimes, tragic events, or notorious former occupants, such properties force potential buyers to weigh the cost of luxury against the intangible burden of its history. And yet, stigmatized properties do sell. Some buyers are drawn by the allure of owning a piece of infamous real estate, eager to rewrite the narrative or secure a property at a significant discount. Others see it as a challenge, a way to reclaim a home's reputation and turn its history into a footnote. But even those buyers must grapple with the lingering question, can a house truly be cleansed of its past? Or do the walls remember? The answer to that question lies somewhere between psychology and superstition. For now, Diddy's mansion remains unsold, a monument to both excess and infamy. Its future is uncertain, But one thing is clear. No amount of luxury can fully erase the shadows that loom over its legacy. There's a peculiar weight to stories like this, where the walls of a home seem to speak louder than the grandeur they're meant to embody. Diddy's former mansion in Holmby Hills isn't just a house. It's a stage where opulence and infamy collide. On one hand, you have the allure of luxury, a sprawling estate designed to dazzle and impress. On the other, a cloud of allegations that darken every marble hallway and shimmering chandelier. Let's talk about stigmatized properties. These homes, burdened by a history of crime or scandal, challenge the very idea of what it means to feel safe and comfortable. For many, the notion of home is deeply psychological. It's not just where we sleep, but where we find solace. So how do you reconcile that with a place allegedly tied to acts of exploitation? It's more than just bad press. It's the lingering sense that the property itself might carry the echoes of what happened there. What's fascinating is the duality this mansion represents. It's a masterpiece of design, meant to inspire envy and awe. But beneath that polished surface lies a narrative that can't be easily scrubbed away. Even if you believe that walls don't retain memories, the knowledge of the allegations alone is enough to stir unease. And that's where the real psychological battle begins. Can you separate the beauty of the space from the darkness of its story? And then there's the public perception. In an age of instant information, a home's reputation can spread like wildfire, shaping its identity in ways that no real estate brochure can counter. Diddy's mansion has become more than a listing. It's a symbol, a conversation piece in the ongoing dialogue about power, privilege, and accountability. Every potential buyer must ask themselves not only if they can live with the property's history, but also what it says about them for choosing to do so. In the end, stigmatized properties force us to confront uncomfortable truths about ourselves and our relationship with space. Are we drawn to the beauty or repelled by the darkness? Maybe both. That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.